is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is unusual. Coach always calls in, right? He never misses. I know David Bassett, he listens. Or maybe I'll just text Major and see and find out what's going on with the coach. But this is when we always talk. Hey, did you watch that game? Did you watch the Navy game? Did you ever get a chance to see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
I was watching it.
Where did you say? CBS Sportsnet or something like that?
I think it was CBS Sportsnet. So I'm going to tell you this. There was a double team on Ed Oliver. Dude busted through the fullback, or the running back gets the ball. He met him at the ball, busting through a double team. There's a story out today, and it says, can Ed Oliver make it to New York? I don't know that. He's got three sacks. His numbers aren't really ridiculous, and if you're going to be a defensive tackle, you probably have to have ridiculous numbers.
But can't make it to New York.
His numbers aren't there. If you watch him, though, you see what he's going through. He's getting double teamed every play.
And if you watch that Navy game, a clip is out on Twitter. UH people were not happy with the Naval Academy. There's a play where he's being blocked, and then a guy from Ed Oliver's left or his right dives right at his knee.
Oh.
And the knee buckles, and that's why he's questionable coming into the game against USF. He's engaged. It's clear. And this wasn't even...
Did he get a flag?
I don't know if there was a flag thrown. I just remember the play on Twitter. It was nasty. It was like a dive headfirst right at his side of his knee. And you could see it's surprising that he could play after that. It was ugly. And you wouldn't expect that.
No.
You know, you get that is one of the things that you get from the concerns always when you play naval when you play the service academies is, you know, they're going to do a lot of cutting, and so you're going to have to wait. Anytime any team cuts a lot, the Texans used to do it, all Alex Gibbs teams used to do it. The concern is you catch a guy at the wrong spot, your aim point is it's a little lower than it should be. It's supposed to be mid thigh, and if it gets too low, then you could be dealing with a knee injury. So that's the concern. And I'm sure Ed Oliver went into that game with some concern. Why would you not? If you know guys are going to be going down at your legs a lot, it's going to concern you.
Yeah. Do we call Coach or does he call us?
He always calls us.
Yeah, there he is. He's here. Coach Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's going on?
Not much. How y'all doing this morning?
Man, we're doing great. We're just talking about that Ed Oliver play where he's engaged and they take out his knee. That sucks.
It does.
How's he doing?
It does. He's doing fine. I mean, it's just, you know, day to day, knee contusion, day to day, knee contusion. So just monitor him, but he's doing fine. His spirits are fine. His head's in the right place, staying prepared, staying dialed into what he needs to do.
I watched that game and he broke a double team and met the running back, I mean, right as he was getting the ball. And it just is. It just there are some play. Now he's getting double teamed all the time, so he's got to deal with this all the time. But the explosion is unbelievable, Coach.
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, his intensity, his passion, his motor, his pad level, all those things, elite. And he does a great job at it. You know, it's unfortunate he's injured, but just got to battle through it and continue to get ready for the weekend and you know, make the best of the opportunities that he gives you.
You scored 49 points and lost to Texas Tech. They had 63 game.
Yeah, but why are you bringing?
Well,
why
I
you?
Bring that up because
yeah. What the hell? That's coach, the first thing, coach.
Let me take it back 5 weeks ago. No, you scored 49 and lost there. But I bring that up because
you were nine. You stole a pack of bubble
gum. I did worse when I was nine. But
what's up?
But you lost that, but you hit 49. And as you go through everything, you guys have not gotten 40 points in a game this year. Every single game you've scored 40 or more. And I know there's going to be some people who are going to, you know, if you look at the continuity and what you've lost, That should surprise some people. And yet, you know, you guys have just continued to roll on offensively. You've gotten in some stickier situations over the last, I guess, two of the last 3 weeks. But your offense just pulls you right out of it, and it hasn't been an issue at the very end of the game. Talk about continuity of offense and how difficult or maybe surprisingly easy it was to keep things rolling for you offensively despite the losses you had.
Well, you know, the losses that we had were some really great players in terms of, you know, Linnell Bonner, Steve Dunbar, you know, those guys, you know, Dylan Burden, guys who've been very solid, you know, skill players for us for over the course of years. And, you know, and then those guys have been replaced, and they've been replaced by more inexperienced players, but guys who are extremely explosive. I mean, and not that they weren't, but that's the reality of it. Marquez Stevenson, Keith Corbin, Courtney Lark, Jeremy Singleton, De'Aaron King, you know, Malba Patrick, you know, these guys were explosive players, and in the system, and in the way, and the aggressiveness in which Coach Bryles calls his offense and how he sets it up. So we've you know, are having more success on that side of the ball because of our players and because of our coaching, and it's no secret. What we've got to do defensively is, you know, play the way we did the last 2.5 quarters last week, but play that way from the beginning, almost similar to our Arizona game. You can't wait for your offense to get started, you know, before you start playing great defense. You know, it's the Arizona kind of way we came out on both sides of the ball and dominated the line of scrimmage and made plays and created turnovers. That's really what we're looking for, and we're going to work for it 2:30 on Saturday.
Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. Austin Robinson, Coach, he was unbelievable all over the field. Did you recruit him when he was at Episcopal?
I did not.
You did. He was a quarterback. He goes to UT San Antonio. He wants to play quarterback. And then I think, and a lot of people told him, a lot of big schools told him, listen, you're a safety. So place, and he said, no, I want to play quarterback. So he went over there, right. And then he realized, and he came here to University of Houston. He was a safety, and now he's a linebacker. Is he got a shot on Sundays?
Yes, he does. Anybody that's intelligent and tough has an opportunity to play in the NFL. I've coached some, had, you know, opportunity, the blessing, fortunate, however you want to look at it, to be around a lot of very skilled players at the University of Texas, a lot of great players. The ones that make it in that league are the ones that are intelligent, the ones that are tough, that can be a pro. And he has those type of characteristics and those qualities, and he can carve a career for himself in that league. How long, you know, a lot of that opportunity and timing and things like that, but he has that ability.
Major Applewhite joins us right now, head coach at University of Houston. So you got a team in South Florida who certainly has a history of winning. They understand how to win, and that's a big deal. And you talk about toughness and intelligence. I can tell you, without question, South Florida is exceptionally tough, and they've done a great job over there building that up and maintaining it. What do you see from South Florida? And that's another team, though, that's sustained some pretty big losses from a talent standpoint. But if we see Scantling, the wide receiver they had, who's making plays for Aaron Rodgers right now with the Green Bay Packers as a rookie. But what do you see from South Florida that is maybe different on tape this year than what you saw last year?
You know, they had it last year on offense, but every position is made plays. St. Felix, whether it's Solomon, whether it's McCants, whether it's tight end, the quarterback, you know, both of their backs, Ford, Cronkite. I mean, anybody that touches the ball in their offense is explosive. There's no dead plays in terms of just, you know, giving it to a fullback or somebody that can't do something with the football. So, you know, it's really about, you know, obviously defending all those things, but tackling. You know, tackling is huge. I mean, there's going to be some plays that are made. It's just eliminating the big explosive plays, making people earn it down the field. Defensively, they've stayed the same, you know, from last year to this year. There's a few things that they're doing different up front, you know, trying to cause some issues, you know, some missed assignments up front. But in terms of the back end, you know, man coverage is what they believe in. And that's a great challenge for a wideout and a quarterback. It's not very confusing because it's man. But the, you know, as you know, in the NFL, the windows are smaller. The anticipation's got to be better in the passing game. Sometimes your completion percentage may go down, but your yards per throw, you know, yards per completion may go up. You know, because once you catch and break a tackle, it can be an explosive play. So
yeah,
we got to be prepared for all that.
Well, and Blake Barnett is a little different look than Quentin Flowers too. I mean, Quentin Flowers was not an accurate guy, but a very, very good runner. But you got a guy who's maybe a little bit more challenging as a passer, not so much as a running back, so as a runner. So it is going to be a little different look at the quarterback spot, a lot different look.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. There were some throws last year in the game that Quentin didn't make that this guy will make.
Yep.
You know, and obviously there's runs that he can't make that Quentin made, but the thing about him is when you watch him, I mean, he's deceptively, because he throws the ball, because he doesn't look like a stereotypical running back, you know, people don't think that he can run, and he's, you know, he has a constant running ability like Kyle Postma, who used to play here. Greg Ward has some ability to get out in open space and create some runs for himself.
Major Applewhite with us on ESPN. 2:30 game, ESPN2 game, nice, and a home game against the. They're 7-0. There's something to be said that they haven't been dominant though, Coach. There's something to be said though for a team that just knows how to win.
No doubt. And that's what they've done. You know, 17-2 in their last 19 games. But I can't wait. I mean, it's been 23 days. Our players are excited about it. I could feel it down there this morning about my breakfast and training room. Seeing the guys come in, that they're excited to be back at home at TDECU. Huge crowd. It's going to be beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to this weekend. Can't wait to get it kicked off.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is a big one. This is huge. This is two teams that are undefeated in conference, and going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, that home field advantage, you got to fill it up. Let's go. Get out there.
Amen.
It's going to be.
You going to be there, John?
I am. No. I'm leaving town. I'm going to see JT, so I'm out. I forgot. Right. I would have been there, Coach.
Did I get it?
I'm going to see the boy. So, man, you guys have a great game. Best of luck. Go get them, Coach. This is going to be a big one for the program. Philip T to ECU, and let's go.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Thanks, Lance. Go
Cougs. All right. Go Cougs.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Major.
Go Cougs right there. You have to say go Cougs. Right?